Close the eyes. Find a comfortable posture. And see if you can take three intentional breaths just to get yourself present. Good, and letting the breath come back to its natural rhythm. Tracking the movement of the diaphragm. Letting the attention be wide and expansive, relaxed and open. Feeling the body as a whole breathing itself. And with each exhale, settling into the body, settling into the heart, settling into the belly, settling into the legs and the feet. Settling into the arms and hands. Letting the cheeks be soft, the ears, almost feeling them being pulled by the pull of gravity. The whole backside of the body, the skin, being pulled down toward the floor. And with each breath, letting the heart be soft and receptive, the belly, sensitive and alive. And from this settled place, this calm center, I'd like you to start to bring to mind someone or something that you love dearly. Could be a place, a pet, or a person. And then choose a moment when the love you have for this being was strong and vivid. Recalling where you were, what surrounded you, how they appeared, perhaps the words exchanged, and maybe even any associated smells. And once you've conjured this memory, see if you can shift your focus now into your body, particularly the throat, the chest, the upper belly, feeling the sensations that stir beneath the surface. And if it helps, you can toggle back to that memory just to bring those sensations alive. You're staying with those feelings, observing them without judgment or any action, just observing. And just notice how these feelings affect your thoughts. How perhaps it settles your being. How it connects you into a place of calm, presence, safety. This is what it feels like to be in your window of presence. So now we're going to transition to something that maybe sends you out of your window of presence. It could be a work stress, a disagreement or heated argument with someone you love. Maybe it's some chronic pain or illness that you're struggling with. Maybe it's the death of a loved one or a significant breakup. Could be a major life change like a move. Or it could be financial pressure. You might even recall a traumatic event. I'd like you to notice how these feelings are affecting you. If they send you into your fight or flight response, you probably feel a lot of excess energy, restlessness, shallow breathing, maybe even a little bit of confusion. And if they send you into a freeze response, you might feel numb, drained, depressed, and it's difficult to think clearly. See if you can hold these feelings with a kind of space and patience. Allowing those feelings to emerge and evolve naturally. No forcing or trying to change them. Instead, just being with them as they are. If you notice that those feelings start to dim very quickly, toggle back to the memory. And then come back right into the body. Sometimes we experience a kind of a vague quality to our feelings. Sometimes we can feel overwhelmed by them. However the feelings are, just practice accepting what's there. Not trying to pull and not trying to push. We practice visiting feelings that send us out of our window of tolerance to start to expand that window, to expand our ability to feel more with more presence. And over time, that window widens where we can tolerate a lot more. But we start here. We start on the meditation cushion. Sometimes those feelings can be so overwhelming that we have to remind ourselves, this is temporary. We have to give ourselves patience it takes time to re-enter our window of presence that window where we can think and feel simultaneously and ultimately choose wise and compassionate action. And we're going to take one more pass at this thing, this situation that is sending you out of your window of presence. So maybe toggle back to the same thing, or maybe a little bit of a different thing within that same thing, a little bit of a something else in there that's maybe stirring you or shutting you down. Touch the memory and then observe what's happening within the framework of the body. Sometimes it helps to notice what part of the body is affected. You can use a little bit of breath to bring the attention into that part. And observe with the quality of awareness and curiosity what it feels like in there. Keep a small percentage of attention. A kind of a background attention on the movement of the breath. At moments, you can use that breath to calm and center yourself, to cool the heart. You might start to notice that the feelings or sensations, the intensity of them starts to lessen, to diminish. And then you find yourself back within your window of presence. Keep stretching, keep challenging yourself to extend beyond your comfort zones. That's how we build resilience. So, in a moment, we're going to be bringing this to a close. As we do, just noting the quality of heart and mind you're completing with. Noticing the quality of emotions, feelings, sensations, and thoughts. The overarching tone. What's changed in our time together. Letting the eyes open at half mast, letting a little bit of light enter. Try not to jump too quickly out of your skin. And only when you're ready and it's time, you can bring this to a close.